Thousands of Pakistanis protested this weekend in cities around the country against a U.S. airstrike late last week that killed at least 18 civilians, including six children. A senior Pakistani official said yesterday he was certain that the reported target of the attack, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two leader of al-Qaeda, was not in the village at the time of the strike. Joining us from Peshawar, Pakistan, is New York Times correspondent Carlotta Gall. Good morning, Carlotta. Thanks for your time.
Morning.
Can you tell us more about the protests this weekend?
Well, we've had more today, in fact, but yesterday it was the emotional one of the people of the region, very angry that American planes are coming into Pakistan and bombing and killing civilians. Today, the political parties have held some rallies, a small one here, but a much larger one in Karachi, blaming the government, you know, calling on President Musharraf to resign over this issue, which they're trying to make into a sovereignty issue over why the Americans are bombing inside Pakistan.
What was the basis for reports that Zawahiri was in the town in the first place?
You know, intelligence we're getting from senior officials here. There's also been confirmation in Washington from officials, you know, none of whom will go on the record, but they say, you know, it was a secret operation and that there was intelligence that he would be attending a dinner in this village. And there was a dinner. There were certain al-Qaeda supporters who were there, we think, and we understand that some Arabs and some other militants from Pakistan were killed in the strike. But it seems that al-Zawahiri didn't even turn up, or if he did, he left before the strike.
New York Times correspondent Carlotta Gall joined us on the phone from Peshawar, Pakistan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.